we always had a saying in the NBA, if you play hard, you give yourself a chance. And in my career, I had so many instances. I've had hundreds of teammates. And in that, you always have an interesting scenario where you see the difference between talent and hard work. Of course, if you're a talented hard worker, then if you put the talent with the hard work, then now we're talking. But I've seen so many times and so many people not reach their potential only because they didn't want to do the work. The talent was there. I think even sometimes the love for the game or the love for the field that they're doing is there. But you have to combine it with that toughness and hard work. And, you know, there's no cheating the process. So, for instance, if I'm a basketball player and I want to be a better shooter, well, I say, okay, I want to be a better shooter. That is my goal. What do I have to do daily to ensure that I can become a better shooter? Some people would say, well, you need a teacher. Not necessarily so. You have to sometimes go and seek the information, put in the work that could be a part of one of the days of the process to becoming a better shooter. You know, so I always try to make sure that I put the work in myself, only because you see how so many people, you know, leave their talent on the table, so to speak. I mean, you know, and sometimes that can be it's a gift and a curse, right? You can be the most talented person in the room. That'll automatically bring your work ethic down a little bit. And that's something you have to fight. But I think sometimes, especially in younger people, you think it's gonna last forever. You think it's always going to be here and I don't have to try so hard. I've seen so many people just be hard workers. And then, you know, that gives them a seat at the table just by their work ethic. We're not even talking about talent right now, you know, but when you combine that talent with the hard work, I think that's when you get the lighter fuel to get you where you need to go. One of the words I always like to use is perseverance. Just like we were kind of, talking about, you know, pushing yourself in the David Goggins reference. You know, you have to have perseverance because, you know, like I said before, not every day you're going to feel like doing what you do. You're not going to feel good every day. Every day your goal will not be accomplished like that. You know, we're going to spend a lot more days working than we are celebrating. And that's if you have massive celebrations. That's at the pinnacle of success, or at least what I think it is, right? But, you know, eventually you're going to have that perseverance to be able to have the toughness to keep going. You know, I've seen so many people stop, you know, and then the best analogy was kind of, have you ever seen the races where the guy or the girl is running and they look at the crowd and they're doing this somebody's right behind them and catches them? That's kind of like the analogy that I like to use because I've seen so many people stop short. And I mean, they'll be right there on the precipice of getting drafted in the NBA. And well, the coach and this conference isn't what it used to be. It's back to blaming other things just because challenges arose. And I would say the other one is probably teamwork. You know, I learned so much just about working with others. You know, trying to be successful. And that, and a lot of people don't even understand about a championship situation in any situation, I believe, is, and especially in basketball, was like a hidden thing is like the wives, the team of wives, how much they put in. You know, we always said, hey, everybody's got to be all in. So the wives will make sure they're, hey, at the games, we're going to get the boys together after the game and we're going to have dinner and we're going to have play dates with the kids. You know, we're going to do everything necessary as a part of this team so that they can do the best job that they can do. And then even within that, you know, working together on the court with my ex-teammates, I mean, it's just so many facets to the game that I had to learn. But putting the team first over myself gave me the ultimate success. And it's not easy. But when you're working together with people, when you throw that no look pass or you make that schedule and you know that person's going to be there and they're going to do that job, it's no better feeling, especially when you're going after something that's hard to go for. I had to understand the process. What parts of those processes are, right? It's easy to say, well, do the process when you're on top. One of the things that music taught me, and that was another one of those questions that I answered, well, what am I going to do? Well, what do I love? Next thing you know, I had a guitar in my hand. Okay. Am I good? Of course not. My fingers are bleeding. Yes, they are. But you know, that was me pushing myself in that situation. And a part of pushing yourself is understanding that you're a beginner. It's okay. One of the things I don't like is when people say, oh yeah, you got to learn a language when you're young. That doesn't make any sense. You know, I talk to my kids and they're 5 and they know Spanish, but you know, it's not like that yet. A lot of adults and, you know, kids sometimes too, going through that process of being a beginner is a frustrating process. And if someone is feeling frustrated, I say, good. Good job. That means you're working. That means you're doing something. You know, a lot of people will think that they're supposed to play the guitar like Led Zeppelin as soon as they pick it up, you know, and it's just not going to happen. It does not happen like that. You cannot cheat the process. You have to go from a beginner into advanced, beginner, intermediate, so on and so forth. But, you know, you have to be okay with knowing that, like, you know, the word of the day, challenges, right, are going to arise and you're going to feel like you suck and all of these things. That is totally normal. I think sometimes people need to know that that feeling is normal. Oh man, you threw your guitar down yesterday and stormed off. Man, I did that. Oof, I did that last week. You know, people just have to be okay. If you want to really go for something and start over, you have to be okay with being a beginner. And, you know, I've had no problem with that. I've tried to really, really dive into it and put myself, you know, submerge myself into being a beginner and to love, you know, love the struggle, love not knowing what's going to happen next, not knowing how I'm going to overcome this next thing, because I'm going to figure it out eventually because I'm not going to quit. One thing that helped me all the time, and I think it kind of doesn't get as much credit with a lot of people, is how much I visualized. Anytime I had self-doubt, I would just dream of just, man, well, when I'm holding that trophy, man, when I get it, and that kept me going because that's the goal. It doesn't matter how I'm feeling right now or if I can do it. And when you have self-doubt, I mean, you can only go one of two ways. There's no meh, you know, there's no in between. There's either I can't do it or I'm gonna do it. Even if I come up short, I still want to have that confidence. You know, I still want to go after what I want, as opposed to just giving up and saying, ah, well, the referees, and just go home. I would rather go down trying as opposed to, you know, just not trying at all. You got to be hungry, man. I mean, I know how I felt aspiring to be something before anybody ever knew. You know, I know what it felt like to be in the gym by myself when nobody cared, you know, and I wanted to be successful so bad. I wanted to be a basketball player so bad. Every part of me, you know, was going to put everything into that. You can't be satisfied. Even when I was good in high school or middle school, or if I'm finally on varsity, you might be a young athlete and finally got on varsity. And you're the best player. That doesn't mean you're satisfied. That doesn't mean you stop working. You know, we can get content so easily sometimes. And when I say these things, these are coming from my own experiences. You know, we can get content sometimes, and we'll just kind of stop. We don't show up every day anymore. It's, you know, okay, we're doing a 3-day week this week. Then you start to see slippage, and then you start to see you coming up short time after time and trying to reach something. You know, for me, the hunger part of it, you got to be willing to do those things within reason that nobody else is willing to do. You know, I'm gonna I saw this one speech, man, you've had him on your show. The gentleman's name is slipping my mind, but he had he was a prolific speaker. He was talking about being hungry, And he was talking about this story about being a DJ. And he just kept coming back, kept coming back. That reminded me so much about my basketball career before it became a career. You know, I had coaches tell me, I'll pick you up every day. I said, okay. They got tired of me, man. That hunger, because I was so hungry. It doesn't matter if we were successful the night before and I had a great game. I'm seeing success. I want to do more. And I first started seeing that when I was a sophomore. Going into my sophomore year, there was a tournament. I wrote about it quickly in the book as well, if I'm not mistaken. And I wanted, it was this trophy. It was an MVP trophy that I wanted so bad. I had just started really seriously lifting weights. I was working out more. And I wanted that trophy so bad, and I went after it because, you know, the hunger in me just wouldn't let me give up. We were losing the game when I was having these thoughts. And we end up winning, and then the trophy's in my room, and I'm just sitting there looking at it like, wow, I want something else. I'm not satisfied. I want to do better. I want to be more successful. I want to help my teammates even more. You know, let's get to practice earlier. Let's put up more shots, you know. If you want to go after something, you have to have that hunger and that fight, because that's going to give you that edge to overcome stuff.